KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 80 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon. Otherwise, a variably cloudy sky and a high of 93. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An Eastern Iowa truck driver suffered minor injuries when the semi he was driving crashed at around 9:10 a.m. Tuesday in Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs Police, the accident happened on Interstate 80 westbound at a 3.5-mile marker. A 2011 Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer fully loaded with meat products and driven by 43-year-old David M. Rapier from Newton was westbound on I-80 when, for reasons unknown, the rig went out of control and sideswiped a concrete barrier. The semi then hit a DOT portable electric sign on the shoulder of the interstate and continued into the grassy median where it went up an embankment. The tractor trailer overturned onto its side before skidding across four lanes of oncoming traffic on the I-80 eastbound and I-20 southbound split, where it struck a light pole. The rig finally came to rest on the southwest shoulder of the I-80 eastbound and I-29 southbound split. Raper was transported by rescue squad to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries and released. Police issued him a citation for failure to maintain control of a vehicle. Authorities credit two separate semi-tractor trailer operators that were eastbound on I-80 and who observed the semi crossing the median into the oncoming lanes. Those drivers applied their brakes, stopping all the traffic behind them from continuing into the path of the out-of-control semi, possibly preventing multiple accidents or injuries. Council Bluffs Police accident investigators were assisted at the scene by the Iowa State Patrol, and both will be continuing their investigation of that crash. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday said a building was struck by a vehicle Monday. Authorities said Darlene Totten of Denison was driving a 2004 Chrysler Concord when her foot slipped off the brake and onto the accelerator. Her vehicle then struck a building located in the 1900 block of Chatburn Avenue. No injuries were reported, and a dollar amount of damage, along with other information, was not provided. Harlan PD said also 47-year-old Anthony Thomas Parks of Sioux City was arrested July 5th following a call about a possible intoxicated male near the areas of Highway 59 and 44. Parks was charged with driving under suspension and for violation of financial liability coverage. Also on July the 5th, 36-year-old Teresa Patton of Harlan was cited for a fireworks regulation violation following an incident in the 2100 block of 21st Street. On July the 4th, 31-year-old Terry Lynn Hallis of Shelby was cited for driving while suspended following a traffic stop in Harlan. And on July the 8th, 35-year-old Matthew Malone of Harlan was arrested on a Monona County warrant. He was released to a Shelby County deputy who then transported him to Monona County. Police in Harlan last week arrested a man from Mills County on charges that include disarming a police officer and assault on a peace officer. 41-year-old Patrick Lee Amburn of Glenwood was arrested July the 6th following a traffic stop that was initiated in the 100 block of Cyclone Avenue in Harlan. Authorities say in addition to the charges I just mentioned, Amburn was taken into custody for reckless driving, interference with official acts, speeding, failure to obey a stop sign, operating a non-registered vehicle, littering, open container, and violation of financial liability coverage. Amburn was being held on bond at the Shelby County Jail. His initial hearing was set for July 17th. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller reports Consumer Protection Division representatives will travel to Harlan and Atlantic next week to provide mobile office access for Iowans with consumer-related questions or complaints. Division representatives will be on hand to provide information, answer questions, and assist with consumer protection matters, including complaints from consumers. Staff members will be available Tuesday, July 18th in Harlan from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce and Industry Building, and in Atlantic from 1:30 until 3:30 that day at the Atlantic Public Library. Attorney General Tom Miller says he sends mobile offices to cities outside of the Des Moines Metro to assist Iowans with consumer issues. The outreach effort began last September when Miller traveled to Cedar Rapids and opened a temporary mobile office there following a flooding event. A Consumer Protection Division investigator provided flood victims with information on hiring a contractor, avoiding fraud, and the state's price gouging rule. Now, you do not need to reserve time to speak with a Consumer Protection Division representative on the 18th, and if you're unable to visit the mobile office in either Harlan or Atlantic, you can still contact the division at 515-281-5926, toll-free outside of Des Moines at 888-777-4590. In the funeral announcements, Lillian Wilson, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Urbandale. Funeral services for Lillian Wilson will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Sarah Vanetta, age 19, of Elliott, died June 23rd. Funeral services for Sarah Vanetta will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Sherry Sanbothy, age 52, of Red Oak and formerly of Walnut, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Sherry Sanbothy will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lorraine Anschutz, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Lorraine Anschutz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has the arrangements. William Bill Lassen, age 95, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Bill Lassen will be on Friday at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died June 13th. A luncheon to celebrate the life of Betty Brown will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Paul G. Christensen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Paul Christensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Doug Peterson, age 66, of Carbon, died Saturday at the Corning Hospital. A memorial celebration of life party for Doug Peterson will be Saturday at 5 o'clock at Doug's and Patty's home located at 1421 175th Street in Carbon. The family invites you to bring a dish to share at the potluck during his celebration of life. Ritchie Funeral Home of Lenox is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.